This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. Lots to get to on today's show, Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. Coming off a series opening loss at the hands of the St. Louis Cardinals. Kind of reminiscent of that opening game they played out in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago. Or I guess about a month ago now. That was April the 11th, and here we are on last night was May the 12th, so 31 days elapsed since then, and kind of hangover spot that time from that long game they played in Atlanta, and last night kind of similar, they lose 3-2 at the hands of St. Louis. Christopher Sanchez pitched pretty well, he goes six innings, four hits, allows just two runs, three walks, eight strikeouts. But the offense, not really a ton to speak of. Kind of a few takeaways from this one. Rob Thompson he definitely committed to the, when he sees a lefty on the mound for the other team, in particular one who has, I guess, noticeably different right-handed, left-handed splits. He absolutely loves to, get those lefties out of the lineup, which seems to be a more aggressive managing style from him this year, really actively trying to win all the games on the schedule, I think is a good thing, generally speaking. Phillies lose 3-2, and so Sanchez pitches well. Offense, kind of not super, anything great to speak of. Schwarber did extend his own base streak to one. He got one hit, so he keeps it alive. So he is now at 48 games, I believe, and could be a little dicey keeping that intact through this week. So tons of, bad weather in the area. It's supposed to rain, frankly, like all week in the area. So, there's a game scheduled tonight, but we'll see if they try and play it, if they try and play two tomorrow. We'll kind of keep our eye on that. Currently scheduled for a night game here on Tuesday the 13th, and then scheduled to play getaway day was supposed to be 1:05 Wednesday the 14th against the Cardinals. And then, would they do a night game on top of that? Would they try and get in games Thursday? They kind of have a two-day window. Cardinals do have off on Thursday. They have a two-day window to try and squeeze 18 mornings of baseball here before the Phillies welcome the Pirates this weekend. But back to the offense last night. Schwarber, I mentioned, had a hit. Castellanos had two hits. Realmuto had a couple of hits. I believe that was the only extra base hit of the entire night for the Phillies. He had a double. As I mentioned, Turner had a hit. Sosa had a hit. But in terms of how the game was managed, you saw Rob Thompson go to his bench, as we have seen he's certainly willing to, earlier in games, earlier here in the season. He goes to Bryson Stott off the bench to pinch hit for Sosa once you get the lefty Liberatore out of the game. Max Kepler in for Weston Wilson. Brandon March in for Johan Rojas. This is something, a pattern we've now seen with Rob Thompson, that he is more aggressive in doing this. So I think it's certainly interesting what, you know, kind of has gone on thus far in terms of how he's managed the game. Matt Strom, I'll say he's on my radar. My antenna's up with Matt Strom. He allowed a home run last night. Kirkering did have a scoreless inning. Tanner Banks had a scoreless inning. Strom now in his last couple of outings, he allowed a run last night, an earned run. He allowed an unearned run in the finale in Tampa, and that was because he came in extra innings, I believe. And then the opener in Tampa, he allowed an earned run. At Wrigley, allowed a couple of runs. So it just doesn't seem like the same. And then even when he goes in there, he allows more base runners than he used to, it feels like. Does not feel like the same dominant, you know, the same level of dominance that we saw a year ago from Matt Strom. So certainly that is something to monitor here as well as we kind of push through the season here a little bit. So Phillies lose the opener. They have not been, it's the same thing they did against Cleveland losing the opener. They'll have to win now two in a row to win the series. Feels like their MO is, they lost the opener. They've done this a few times. They lost the opener in Chicago, won the next two. They lost the final game against Washington, so that was reverse. They lost the final game against Arizona, that was reverse. They lost the final game against Miami, that was reverse. They lost the final game to St. Louis in St. Louis, and then ended up losing that series. And this could be significant in terms of, you look at, you know, playoff tiebreakers. The Cardinals are currently a game out of a playoff spot. There is no more game 163 anymore. So if the Phillies and Cardinals were to find themselves, tied at the end of the season, the difference between making the playoffs, missing the playoffs, home field, not home field, could very well be how you fared against them in the regular season. And as of right now, the very best the Phillies can do is draw a season split with them, as they already have. Of the six total games they'll play against the St. Louis Cardinals this year, they've already lost three of them and only have one win. So it would take either a win tonight, win tomorrow, win in a doubleheader, whatever the case might be, to even that out. So I think that is of note as well. So a couple other takeaways from the game last night as we look at it. I guess they never had a lead, which is, you know, kind of like they're constantly playing from behind. Páez for them hit a home run in the fourth. Sosa did immediately respond. Herrera homered in the sixth. Again, Romito immediately responds, hitting into a fielder's choice to drive in a run. But Strom allowing that home run to Mason Winn in the top of the seventh ended up being the go-ahead RBI for the Cardinals. Cardinals have won nine in a row, by the way. They are hot. They have not... So they lost their series opener. If you go back to Friday, May 2nd, they lost their series opener at the hands of the Mets, got postponed on May 3rd, played a doubleheader against New York, won both of those days on May 4th, swept the Pirates, swept the Pirates at home, swept the Nationals on the road, and now have beaten the Phillies. So very interesting to see what, whether they'll keep that going, whether the Phillies can try and slow them down here. Also thought it was interesting in terms of who was on the other side there yesterday. Our old pal Jojo Romero only pitched a third of an inning, but he did get pitched a third of an inning, faced one batter, two pitches, but it was always nice to see Jojo come out of that CBP bullpen. Not a ton to take away from this. I think overall, arrow's still very much pointing upwards with the Phillies right now. They're coming off a stellar 5-1 road trip. I know my counterpart here, Francisco Rojas, kind of recapped that yesterday. Swept Arizona, won the Cleveland series, won the Arizona series before that, won the Washington series before that, won the Cubs series before that. and they've, you know, given themselves a nice, not a huge cushion, but a nice little cushion here as we kind of take an outlook on the season. That nights like last night, they're just simply going to happen. You're going to have days where you come out flat. You're pitching. I think one thing has been made clear here early in the season, and this really is kind of, if I had one takeaway from the year that we kind of knew, but is continually being further confirmed and further confirmed with nights like last night, which is that this starting pitching is going to give you a chance just about every night. I mean, it is, I think, incredibly notable that even Sanchez, like last night, when he's not getting a ton of run support, holds him in check. Something actually to keep an eye on here, because the only bad start the Phillies have really had in the last week and a half was the Nola start, and I know a lot has been made of him pitching to Rafael Marchand versus JT Realmuto. His ERA has got like a 4 or 5 run difference, which is drastic through 4 starts, but I guess I don't buy a ton into that. I generally think that's more on Nola than him throwing to Marchand. But if they were actually to go have a doubleheader later this week, don't think they would bring up Garrett Stubbs for that. Would be interested to see what they would do for that 27th man. The Phillies have actually not had a doubleheader since the 2023 season, so would kind of be interesting to see how they handle that from a roster structure perspective, if you will. But there was one other point I was going to make. Oh, yes. So anyway, back to the starting, the biggest takeaway of the season thus far. The starting rotation is going to give you a chance every single night. I know Nola's been shaky. Maybe it's been, you know, Suarez looked really, really good in his last start here. But Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo, you know, almost unbelievably consistently going to give you a chance to win each and every ball game. You know that going into each and every night, you're going to, you're going to have a, you're going to have a chance to win. And not every team can say that. I said on WIP over the weekend, they probably have at worst the third best rotation in baseball, Dodgers, Mariners being the other two. That's just, you know, where the Phils are at. It's where this team is at. It's the reason why I've never really wavered on my faith in this ball club. It's the reason why I've consistently said that this team is going to make the postseason, and they're still worth believing in, still worth investing in, still, you know, going to be a team in the mid-90s in terms of a win total. That is just how I think they're good. I think the reaction to, if you want to say what like the rock bottom for this Philly season was, it was that week they had where they lost the on Easter, the Marlins lost 3 in New York and then lost the opener in Chicago. But ever since then, they're what? You know, they won 2 in Chicago, went 2-1 against the Nationals, so that's 4-1. 6-2, 9-2, 11-4 since that point. I think that you're seeing what this team is truly made of now, not what they were a season ago. And that's coming off loss, I'm saying that. I don't think they could probably need to re-sign Kyle Schwarber like yesterday. That's something that they need to get done for next season. Clearly, he is ascended into one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball, currently tied for the major league lead in home runs. I feel confident in saying as of right now, he would be the starting designated hitter for the National League in the All-Star game. So, I mean, that's always cool when you have representation there. But, I mean, he's really, really good. And I think a lot of Phillies fans are a little unaware of basically how young he still is. He's 32. I was producing the morning show yesterday, Tom Kelly, John Ritchie, saying they both thought he was like 34, 35, maybe even 36. Like, no, the guy's 32. been in baseball since, I think, 2015, I believe. He was on that 2016 Cubs roster, obviously, but that was the early days of his major league career. Like, he keeps his body in pretty good shape. He might have an older, scruffier look to him, but holy hell, can he mash a baseball? And it doesn't matter if he's age 32. He knows how to hit. He obviously has the on-base streak going these days. And he's the most dangerous hitter in the lineup, certainly with Harper having the, I guess, early struggles to the season that he's having. I don't think it is ridiculous to say at all that that this team is worth, in you know, it is worth investing in for next season as well. I don't think it's ridiculous at all to say that this team needs to needs to maximize their window as of right now. They, again, are going to win, I think, in the mid-90s. I know a lot of people are of the mindset that once you get to the postseason, it's all going to be different, and we've seen this movie before, but I just don't buy it. I think the team is good. I think people are overreactionary. Maybe part of it is that some of the fan base is just unwilling to. It's hard to have the patience for a baseball season that is so long. We are almost exactly at the quarter pole, by the way. Phillies are 24-17, so 41 games down. I guess that means 121 games left to go, almost the exact 25% mark of the season thus far. Can't believe it's gone by that fast, frankly. I believe they're a World Series contender. Like, I fully believe that this team is still a World Series contender, a team that we're going to see in October, a team that we're going to, a team that we're going to see potentially make a deep postseason run. And one thing from the fan base that I'm definitely sick of hearing is, well, this is a stacked National League. I'm scared about what this team could do in the postseason. One of the reasons this is such a stacked National League is that the Phillies are in it. They're tied for the fourth best odds to win the World Series for a reason. I simply do not understand the mindset that this team, you know, can't get over that hump, or that they are incapable of getting over that hump. So, I think this is a really, I think we're in for a, you know, a fun season. I think that we're in for a season where this team is going to, I don't know, make at least the division series, potentially the NLCS, and I am looking at a team that I think is in the thick of things in the National League. I'm looking at a team that I think is going to be one of the best, if not, you know, best teams in the NL. I know the Dodgers are there. I know the Mets are there. I know the Braves are kind of still in the hunt here. But this team at the quarter pole, definitely more positives than negatives. Definitely more encouraged than discouraged. Definitely believe they're still a World Series contender. Definitely believe this team is worth investing in for the future. Definitely believe the negativity at the beginning of the season was overblown. And that's where I'm at in the Phillies. So, again, we'll keep an eye on what happens the remainder of this week. As I mentioned, Phillies have not played a doubleheader since 2023. I think it's very, very... I am interested to see the 27th man. Kind of forgot about it because, again, they haven't had a doubleheader in so long. But we are looking at a situation where there's all kinds of bad weather coming through the area. Cardinals and Phillies do both have an off day on Thursday. Looking forward to, I'm supposed to be down at the game Wednesday afternoon. So we'll see if that's the series closeout or the middle game of the series. Either way, should be just an overall fun time and a fun day. To be at the ball yard. So, you know, coming up later in the week, let's take a look at the kind of series outlook. So for Wednesday's game, I believe that's supposed to be Jesus Lazard. Not exactly sure what For tonight's game, Tuesday, supposed to be Aaron Nola. For Wednesday's game, Jesus Luzardo. This could get mixed up again in the instance of rain. But that's kind of the Phillies outlook for the remainder of this series. And then once we get into, looking forward to that Pirates series as well. Got Paul Skeens going on Sunday against Christopher Sanchez. Should certainly be a good one. Paul Skeens, obviously one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher, in all of Major League Baseball. Certainly one of the hottest names, up-and-coming names in the game. Don't believe he's ever had a start in Philly previously. I have to think about that. But so looking forward to the Pirates coming in this weekend. Little rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. So that should always be fun as well. And then right back on the road the following week, out to Colorado for 3 8-40 games in a row, and then a 3-10 game on Thursday, and then the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got two 10:05 games against the Athletics, and then a 4:05 game on Sunday. All of those being played in Sacramento. And remember, they're not the Sacramento Athletics, not the Oakland Athletics, just the Athletics. And I actually saw an umpire during a review a couple days ago screw that up. So more quirky baseball soon on the horizon. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Again, we'll keep you posted. Hopefully, reacting to another, you know, Phillies bounce back win against the Cardinals. Hopefully, reacting to a game at all where they can play baseball later on tonight. If not, probably looking at a doubleheader on Wednesday. And of course, that is always fun. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned. I'll have an episode for you tomorrow. And always check back here for the latest from myself, Francisco Rojas, and Justin Morgenstein.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.